This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Number three, Barton Hahn. The power hour. I know you can't wait to say that. So that's why, of course.
It's in my contract.
I just, you know, I wanted to pause and make sure you were on point with me. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, listen to this. Understand this, because a lot of us, I think, can relate to this. If your pet passenger is injured in a car accident, you know what Progressive does?
Wolfie got hurt.
It can help you pay for vet expenses, a little pet protection, and it's free when you get auto collision coverage. Get a quote at progressive.com. I'll discuss Aaron Boone here in a minute. Yeah. Yeah, well, Aaron Boone's situation with the Yankees is one where a lot of fans are frustrated, and I'm going to explain why your frustration is directed in the wrong place. But I want to grab some calls on the Dr. Pepper call online, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because Cullum in the Bronx has a statement to make that I think everyone needs to hear. Cullum?
What's going on, Hollywood Hahn and Bartholomew?
Yeah, Hollywood Hahn.
I'm good. So I got to come strong because I'm the first call for the Power Hour.
Uh-huh.
The Knicks are going to win over 50 games. They are going to be a top three seed. They are back. I already called you last week that football season, baseball season's over. It's all about the Knicks.
So you're saying Kemba's going to stay healthy. You're saying Fournier.
Kemba can rest if he wants. We got Derrick Rose to give him all the rest he needs.
Yeah.
We got that. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
So what's your next issue?
Well, I'm just saying, like, the conference is much improved as well. I mean, you still have Atlanta sitting there. I mean, you got a LaMelo.
What did Atlanta add? What did Atlanta add? They didn't.
You know what? I don't know.
They're gonna figure out Trae Young this year.
Well, I don't know about that.
He ain't about that.
Well, it was really about Clint Capella. So I want to see if Mitchell Robinson got some smoke for Clint Capella. That's the matchup. I want to see if he's ready for that smoke. All that creatine he been taking. I want to see him lay the wood to somebody. Knock that little little blind patch in his head out.
He's got to get himself into shape. But, Cullum, I appreciate it. The Knicks start tomorrow against the Celtics on ESPN, on national television. We get to see what they'll look like. Appreciate the call. I will add this part, though, is look at the division, the Atlantic division. So the Sixers are going through their whole Ben Simmons drama today. He's now been suspended. Embiid saying, we're not here to babysit anybody. Doc throwing him out of practice. Drama, right? Kyrie Irving said he's not going to play. For the Nets.
That's two.
He's not playing
at all. That's two.
All right, that's them. The Celtics have a COVID issue again. They had it last year.
How are they doing there?
They have it again this year. Jaylen Brown had it. Al Horford has it now. He's not going to play. He's not expected to play. He's not ready to come back.
Did he break it from Philly?
So, and they got a new coach. And then there's the New York Knicks. Crickets. Ain't nothing going on. It's quiet. Like it's very
so let's see how it's
quiet.
Going. See, but this is the thing, right?
Around the Knicks, which is
I don't know.
It's we're not used to this.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying. I think the Pacers are going to be a little bit better this year, and I think now you have to add the X factor in the whole conference. You talk about the Chicago Bulls. So that's the big if, and you know, can they come together and can they win some of these, you know, these games? And we know that they're going to bring the effort every game. But can they put up enough points? Because I think they're going.
Well, I think their offense is better. It's the defense. You wonder, will it be the same? Because you know, you have Kemba, who's not really a defensive player, and then Evan Fournier, who's not known to be for a defensive player either. So that's the area you wonder about. And of course, Kemba's everybody's talking so much about the addition of Kemba, and I'm like, guys, just understand the Kemba addition. You don't know what you're getting. You have no idea what you're getting. Yeah. Because
so how do you rank? How do you rank them? How do you see? Where do you see the Knicks going in?
I think they should be in the top six.
Yeah, I think they're like fifth or sixth.
But they could be between six and eight. You obviously want to stay out of 7-8 because that means you're in that mosh pit of the 7-10 play-in, which is fine. But you don't want to be in there if you don't have to be.
Right.
So and as I mentioned, there's two to me. There's the two elites, the Nets and the Bucks. I think the Heat are pushing to be in the elite, but you know, we'll see how that all comes together. Although in the preseason, they look fantastic. They play a lot faster now with Kyle Lowry. And you know, Jimmy Butler loves them. They're all bulldogs there. That's a tough
Bam Adebayo
team. Yeah, it's a good team. And then after that, I kind of feel like it's, you know, again, Atlanta.
So who are they competing with? Are they competing?
Atlanta, Philly, because Philly's got their issues. Without Ben, they're a different looking team. So Atlanta, Philly, Boston, Knicks, Pacers, Hornets, they're all kind of, let's see what they become, how that shakes out.
Yeah.
So that's why I just – it's very interesting. Again, they play tomorrow night. The Nets play tonight as they begin the season. The new NBA season begins tonight where you have the Nets and the Bucks in the rematch and the two favored teams, and you get to see Giannis and company as they won their championship. Then, of course, we get Lakers-Warriors too, which is nice.
I noticed.
Right out of the gate.
Just
what do you notice?
Just an observation.
What's that?
You mentioned nothing about my Pistons, man. Like, that's the level of disrespect. I mean, they got a young Kellen Hayes, Kay Cunningham.
You know what? I don't know.
And all they got to do, you know what all they got to do.
What do they got to do?
People always laugh when I say this, man.
Yeah, what's that?
They need to trade for Bobo, man.
It's Bobo again? More Bobo? You will not stop. It's always about Bobo.
Listen, this dude has been handcuffed.
Has he?
Hitting for 3 years.
This dude
got action. This dude got handles, wingspan, a shot. And man, come on, man. What don't Bobo have? What don't he have? He can be in the pick and roll. He's athletic enough. He got lateral
body
movement.
Body fat?
Don't matter. He got less body. He got more body
you
fat.
You asked me what doesn't he have. He doesn't really have body fat.
He got more body fat than Kevin Durant. May be the skinniest dude in the history of basketball that nobody talk
about.
Call
him Slim Reaper.
Exactly.
But the guy's going to be an MVP this year.
So if he the Slim Reaper, what's Bobo? Smoke Reaper.
I don't know, but maybe that's what you see. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. Let's take Jake in the Bronx. Jake.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I have two trades I wanted to talk about. Kyrie Irving to the Dallas Mavericks for Tim Hardaway Jr. in the second round pick.
Ugh.
And also Ben Simmons for Malcolm Brogdon and Ty Warren. And you could throw Shake Milton in there, too. What do you think?
I think the Pacers have tried that one, and they've said no to that.
No, keep offering it. It may change. But I hate the Kyrie Irving for.
I don't know how Kyrie
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah, I mean, well,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, that one I don't get
because
I just don't know how that works with Luka dominating the basketball. Although Kyrie played off the ball with James Harden.
Yeah, but still.
But I don't know how that works. And again, the X factor in the whole trade Kyrie thing. Is whether or not he, you know,
he loves basketball.
That's what I mean. But whoever the receiving team would be, like that's the, you know, like what are you getting and how does it fit as you just had a training camp. You just jumped into the season and now you're going to disrupt whatever you have and the system that you want. Now, Jason Kidd's there as the head coach now and maybe there's a connection, maybe there isn't, but they've got to figure out something. I still think, as we talked with Jay Will about, they'll wait till there's a new mayor and they'll see if in January – they get to, you know, just change up the rule if they can. AJ is in Brooklyn. AJ.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, AJ?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Scott for us, AJ.
You're on the air, man.
What's up, man? You got to bring that back.
Sorry about that. I didn't realize I was up yet. I just want to comment on Ben Simmons being the biggest bozo in the NBA. How can you go out the way you went out last season and think you're going to get the James Harden treatment this season? We need to trade him to the G League Ignite and call it a day.
Well, yeah, right.
He's an all-star, man. But
the problem with him is that what he's showing you, and I've said this before, AJ, and thanks for the call. He had Brett Brown, and Brett Brown took care of him. Brett Brown, like, they, you know, had him young. Brett Brown knew him from way back when he coached. He knew his family. He knew everything about him. Like, they have a connection. And when the franchise moved on from him as head coach, he was a coach's pet. I mean, that's really what Ben Simmons was. And once he lost him, and now you brought in a vet like Doc Rivers,
Grizzle.
Who ain't about all Grizzle. That BS, who comes in saying, this is how we do
about
things.
Did he sign his son yet?
Don't worry about that. But the point is that you could just see that Ben Simmons wasn't the same guy.
Oh, man.
And that's the problem. You do.
You hate what I do.
I don't mind it.
You be driving.
I'm trying to make a point. You just like randomly just say stuff. But that's what happened there. And he just hasn't been the same. And I just think he doesn't like accountability. He doesn't like to be challenged. He doesn't like to be called out. So as a result, he wants out. And I'm telling you, he's a really good player, but buyer beware.
Indiana is the perfect place for him. You can go there and hide in Indiana.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
you
great
could say
place
that.
Where you know people forget you even out there to the All-Star game. Oh, man, I forgot they had Ben Simmons. He's an All-Star.
Now, Woj has been all over this all morning. So, again, as if you're just joining us.
What, you say Woj coming on?
No, I say he's been all over this.
Oh, okay.
So he reported this from the beginning of him being suspended by the Sixers because of conduct detrimental to the team is the way he was acting in practice. He was thrown out of practice this morning from Doc Rivers. As the story goes, apparently he was asked to get into a defensive drill, and he said, "Nah, I'm all set.
Why do I have to ask you to get in the drill?
He was asked multiple times, "All right, it's your turn, jump in." Nope. And then they finally sent him home. He's been fined $1.4 million, according to Woj, for his absence from four preseason games. Levied numerous team fines for mispractices on court workouts and meetings. He hasn't earned any money since returning to the team on October 11th. So all the money, the reason why he showed up was to get his money, and they're making sure he doesn't get any.
Yeah, keep it on.
And so Woj says the approach on a trade has remained steadfast. They will not move. This is the Sixers. They will not move Simmons for role players. So anybody calling up, doing this whole trading for this, trading for that, they don't want role players. The only player who'll help keep them a championship, only a player who's going to help them stay a championship contender. Yeah. So no role players. That hasn't changed for now. No one should expect a speedy resolution on Simmons' future in Philadelphia. That's certainly the story there.
Send him to Sacramento, baby. Give me Fox.
Well, again, you got to give him
Foxy,
something.
Baby.
You gotta
give me Foxy,
something.
Baby.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So we transition into the Yankees story. And again, this is also this came out earlier today.
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, well, what we know is that Aaron Boone will now return as Yankees manager. His contract was up. He was going to become a free agent. There was a lot of thought that maybe they were going to clean house again as the Yankees looked like they were trending the wrong way once again as they got to the wild card. Then they just looked terrible. Looked terrible down the stretch. And they think maybe you just – a lot of people believe that maybe you make a change at the very top. But Brian Cashman's very close to ownership. So, and he's been there for 20 years, and he's got a proven track record. But Boone has been signed to a 3-year extension. He will stay as the manager.
How much money? Because he was only making like $500,000.
The money doesn't matter.
The money does matter.
It's the time that he's here that matters. That he will. It's a 3-year deal with a club option for another year.
Club option.
So with that in mind, now Brian Cashman's deal is up in 2022. So he is extended beyond Cashman at this point. But I think the question is did you think or did you believe that the Yankees needed to make a change at manager? Or do they need to make a change at general manager? Because Brian Cashman is the one that is deciding how to play, how to build the roster with a lot of these guys that are home run, strikeout, high rates of home runs and strikeouts. They don't believe in playing any other way.
He went and found the lefties, and you didn't give.
He found the lefties who do the same thing.
But you didn't give up
home runs and strikeouts.
Yeah, I got that. But you know, you have to ask yourself this, and I know you hate to talk about this, but you have to really consider this. Look at the amazing job that Cora is doing in Boston. This team was supposed to be rebuilding. And you can say,
Time Bloom and what they've done to rebuild that team as well. And they follow analytics. And Cora takes the numbers and it makes decisions based off it,
but it looks
as
like
we
it,
know.
But it looks like he's making the decisions. It looks like Boone is a puppet.
Boone is given the information, and then he goes from there. When the game begins, no one's telling Boone what to do.
Okay, tell me this. Who would you rather have, Cora or Boone?
See that you're asking me the wrong question. I think it's regardless.
They're both getting analytics, right?
I think
they
it's
both
irrelevant.
Believe in analytics.
I'm telling
one
you,
is doing more with analytics.
Nope.
And one's
because I'm telling you, Bart, it's irrelevant. And here's why I'm saying it's irrelevant. Because it's before you even get to the first pitch of the game that Boone is already, unlike Cora, playing from behind. Already. Here's why. The problem with the Yankees is their math, meaning the analytics is off. Whatever they're using, it doesn't work, clearly. That's one. The other thing, their development is their bigger issue. That's their problem. The Yankees' problem is not getting players. It's what they do with them. Name me a young player out of their prospect pool, out of their system, that has evolved into a star, aside from Aaron Judge, who was older, came out of college, and really, you have to give him a lot of credit for the work he's done. Name me the guy. Gleyber Torres was an unbelievable trade that they made, and they get him in, and he was supposed to be a future star, and he had MVP potential, and since then, he has flatlined. He has been the same player. He's plateaued.
What if he goes to
Gary Sanchez, same thing. It has nothing to do with his position. I'm talking about at the plate.
Okay, so tell me this then.
Gary Sanchez, another issue. Clint Frazier. Think of all these young players. How about the pitchers?
You can go to Burr. You can keep
David Garcia. I was told that David Garcia was going to be a legend. He was going to be unbelievable. Like, you have all these different players. Now, I get it. Severino is another guy, gets hurt, stays hurt. But what? Give me the guys that they have taken out of their system and developed into stars like we've seen elsewhere.
So you're saying it's the Cashman issue then?
Or it's their on their development side. It's whatever they're doing on that side that's a problem. Don't you think? Have I not made the case for that?
So you're telling me somebody got to go? Like, I don't understand how we run it back and this organization.
You have to rethink what you're doing.
Well, it seems like they're going in the wrong direction. So they got decisions on Voight, right? I mean, do you move all these guys? You got to move some of these guys then, right? If the approach is different, right? You got to figure out if you want to sign Rizzo. You got to figure out, hey, what are we going to do with Voight then? Are we going to try and move Voight? Are we going to try and move Andujar?
I mean,
like, you got to get rid of some of these players to get the type of players that you need. Are you going for Trevor Story?
Again, you're
spending $1 million.
Thank you. And that's the thing with Steinbrenner.
But you're all in now. If people you bring Bone back and you bring Cabinet back, then you're saying we're going to run it back.
People claim that Hal Steinbrenner is, you know, he's cheap. He's not like his father would just spend anything, whatever it takes. $200 million. That's a lot of money. Well, right? It's a lot of money. And now, so you're asking me now, we traded for a shortstop. We got a guy. We let one go in Didi Gregorius. We don't pay him. You told us we didn't have to. Because Gleyber can play short.
No, I can play
right? So we have the guy. We didn't develop him. So now I got to put money on top of the problem because we didn't develop a guy? Because we didn't do a good job with him?
No, they've been horrible. Instead of Andujar came in, led the league in doubles his first year, you moved him to outfield.
He got hurt.
Yeah, but you moved him to outfield. Yeah,
but him getting hurt was a bigger story. That was a bigger issue, is him getting hurt. And that changed everything because he had a really good year at third base.
He had a better year than Gleyber Torres.
But he wasn't a good fielder, though. He wasn't a good fielder, and we knew that. But the guy had a hell of a bat, and he could hit doubles for days.
So why is he still here?
You got to understand. Like, to me, their development is the biggest issue, and no one talks about it. All they want to talk about is the current roster.
Well, they're going to have to spend their way out of it.
888-SAY-ESPN.
They're going to have to spend their way out of it. Because guess what? You're going to have to figure out
furious at that.
What do you do with Judge?
You got to pay him. It's a star. Pay him.
So once again, same type of star.
But that's at least the homegrown guy, though, Bart.
Okay, so then what are you going to do with Voight?
Oh, Voight, again, you have too many pieces now. He becomes.
Are you going to re-sign Rizzo?
Yes.
Okay, that's your lefty bat. Okay, you're going to lose Gardner, but that's money. You still need a shortstop.
Listen, keeping players
you still going to get Trevor Story?
That's what pisses me off.
So you get Trevor Story.
I thought I had the shortstop.
300 milli.
All right, let's take a call here. Let's take a call from Anthony on Long Island. Anthony.
All right, let's go be a Mets
fan. Thanks
for
taking the call.
Yep.
Here's the problem. The Yankees are an analytically driven team. They're not shy about saying that.
So of course, so is Boston.
A lot of teams
are.
So is Boston.
Okay, but here's the issue of what people are saying, where they're getting everything misconstrued. If you have Aaron Boone and you have Brian Cashman, it doesn't matter if you replace those guys. The people that are making decisions are the guys who graduated from Yale and Harvard, who are sitting behind a computer saying that over the long haul,
yes,
the play is to hit the home run.
Right.
It's not to hit the single and the double.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. Here's the problem that we're running into. That is great for the regular season. Over 162 games,
yes,
that's going to work out, they're saying. The numbers are undeniable,
mm-hmm.
Bart. The numbers are undeniable. However, when you get into a 5-game playoff series or a 7-game playoff series, those numbers don't work out anymore.
Especially because of matchups.
And,
and Anthony
has admitted that.
Anthony, can I ask you a question? How often do you listen to our show?
Often.
Okay. So then you've heard me say that before when I've talked about the Yankees. When they lost in the wild card, I believe I went on a rant about that, where I said the numbers always, they always talk about how you come back to the average, the mean. It always comes back to the mean. See, we prove ourselves. And that's great over regular season. But in head-to-head matchups, when teams are built to beat you, when they can set up their bullpen to beat you, their pitching to beat you, you get beat. Because it doesn't work that way. You've got to be able to be a versatile team that can play different ways, that can get you the bunt single, that could bunt a guy over, that can sacrifice fly the run in instead, that isn't always the all-or-nothing type approach at the plate. And they just don't do that, and they're not versatile enough to do that. They don't have athleticism, they don't have speed, and their defense sucks. And that's a problem.
But, Alan, then how do we get the Yankees? My question to you is, as a New York guy, but no offense, you're just not a New York guy, how do we get the Yankees from a first to third team and a second to home team instead of being a home run team?
Well, that's a change of philosophy, which is what I've been saying, Anthony.
By the numbers.
But that's what I've been saying, Anthony. I've been saying the math. People think when I say your math is wrong, they think I don't like analytics. If you follow me, you know it's all I talk about in the NBA. I believe in analytics, but I think there's also wrong numbers. You could have wrong analytics, and the Yankees are wrong. It's a wrong approach. It doesn't work for them, and it's proven because they peaked in 2017. That was supposed to be the launching pad. They peaked then. They have gotten worse since, and there's teams that already, like the Rays, look at them like, yeah, we know how to beat them. We could beat you, and we do it spending less money. So, Anthony, my answer is it's not Aaron Boone that you have to change, and I don't think it's Brian Cashman that will change because of his relationship with the owner. It's their mentality. It's their approach that has to change. And I don't know if they're being too steadfast in saying, we're going to prove it. Hell or high water, we're going to prove it. And that's going to drive everybody crazy. Because you know what else matters? And thanks for the call, Anthony. What else matters, Bart, is what people, your fans, think. And I don't think people are in love with a team that is all or nothing. Because they're hard to watch. It's hard to watch. And you have to start listening sometimes to people outside of the organization. You can't think you're always smarter than everyone else. Because you know what happened? You got outsmarted by everyone else. And now you're resetting again. You keep Aaron Boone, that's fine. But you really think you're going to reset the deck and come back into this season and say, we're going to do this all over again, and this time we mean it, it's going to work? I don't think it will. So I'm hoping the next message after announcing Aaron Boone is to say, maybe even behind the scenes to some sources, we're going to change our approach. We can't do the all or nothing. Home runs and strikeouts are the only way to go. They've got to do better. But on top of it, as I said before, forget the analytics. You got to develop players better because they've had too many young, talented players that have not gotten better. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll grab your calls on this. And the NBA opens tonight. Controversy and drama in Philadelphia. But what are we expecting from the season, and where do the Nets fit in at the very end? We'll discuss with you. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, and Bart has this from
ZipRecruiter. How great is it when you get to choose your favorite movie to watch? Well, ZipRecruiter Invite to Imply lets you pick your favorites from the best candidates. ZipRecruiter sends you qualified candidates, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply to your job. Lauren Webb, SVP of Talent Acquisitions of Mindula Health, raves about ZipRecruiter Invite to Apply. She says she loves the fact or the feature because you can have much greater hire follow-through if you invite the candidate yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/BART to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART.
From the NFL.
I can't put the Colts in the Super Bowl in the same sentence until I see who Carson Wentz is.
To college.
It'll be interesting to see what Oregon brings. I know their second
football lives here. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Every weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
It's been 90 days since we last had NBA basketball, guys, but the news hasn't stopped. What's the biggest offseason storyline?
Well, I think it's got to be Kyrie Irving.
What is the most impactful acquisition this summer?
You could go Kevin Durant's extension. You could go Zion acquiring a broken foot. But it has to be Russell Westbrook.
Big Perk, what is the biggest question mark for you heading into this NBA season?
Oh, it's Ben Simmons.
Bart Scott. We got the NBA starting tonight, my man. It's basketball.
Let's do that hoop. They playing in Come on, man. Where's the Curtis Blow?
Yeah,
man?
We actually do need Baba. That. Yeah, we did need that. That's all right. Maybe next break. Maybe next break. 888-SAY-ESPN-888-729-3776 is the number.
Dance. They can't see me, but this is how you dance.
It is Bart and Hahn. We are coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. And we encourage you to get ESPN Plus, if not for all the great content on it, but to see us. Our show is on there every day. And now we're in a much smaller table, so we have to be near each other, close to each other. And I think Bart's uncomfortable with that.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to bring some Uno and some spades in between.
It does look like that. It looks like a gaming table, doesn't it?
That's exactly what it is. Dominoes or spades. You know what I'm
You know what we could do? We could get like
a Arthur and a little
Let's put let's put Jenga. And then each, like throughout the show, we'll just keep playing Jenga until the tower falls.
Yeah, you know they're going to talk stuff about our tower. We have to make a mini Jenga. We can't have a full skyscraper Jenga.
Yeah,
we'll
break something.
Yeah.
Be in the shot. It's always something like that, production.
We should have Jenga. We should have Uno and spades. We can play Trump. Yep. We can play Trump. I don't know how to play Blu-ray. We played we played Trump.
Yep.
When I was at.
Okay.
Trump.
Chutes and Ladders.
I never heard of
it. No? Chutes and Ladders?
We played
Candyland?
We can play ID Declare War.
You didn't see where I was going with that.
Before, I love Candyland. Man.
Before we get back to the calls, here's Aaron Boone from earlier today. He was, if you haven't heard, Aaron Boone back as Yankees manager, 3-year deal with a fourth team option as well. And Boone says that this is exactly where he wanted to be.
I mean, I think I've had some conversations along the way with Cash, and certainly at the end of the year, you know, we spoke a little bit, and he, you know, definitely voiced his support and desire to have me back, and, made me feel like that was the case. I had a good conversation with Hal beginning of last week, just about stuff, and certainly from my end was satisfied and heard what I felt like I wanted to hear, and certainly understand the challenges and the tasks moving forward. But yeah, I think conversations with them put me in a space that if everything lined up, you know, otherwise, I felt like this is where I wanted to be.
I want to know really what things that he wanted to hear, because you can't. I don't imagine that Aaron Boone would just come back if it's all going to be the same. No. I want to know what are we doing differently, because
that dude, I got no leverage, man.
Ain't working. What, no,
you take all the bullets, you take all the slang and arrows for the organization. He's no different right now. Listen, he's no different from Roger Goodell. Like, you talk about the brand.
He's the shield?
He's the shield of the Yankees.
Of the pinstripes.
Like, listen, this is going to get a little bit uncomfortable, Boney, but we're not going to make you do it. We're going to fire your third base coach.
He doesn't need this for that, though. He wants to be a manager. He wants to compete.
He wants to be a manager, but what's better than being a manager for the Yankees? Because you know you have the resources. And you know you're going to have the players.
They have the resources, but have they used them properly?
They have not. They have not.
If I'm him,
where else would you want to go?
If I'm him, I want to know things are changing.
Let me ask you this.
Well, hang on. Before you do that, it's Bart and Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
So professional, man. Like, come on, man.
Make sure we get it done.
But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, when you look at it, like, you have to ask yourself, where is Boone in the managerial rankings?
Where does he rank as a manager in Major League Baseball?
Yep.
I have no idea. I don't even. Come on, man.
La Russa
got his team into the playoffs. But
Inch. Cora.
Well, you're talking about guys.
Girardi.
Now you're talking about guys with rings on their fingers. Now you're naming guys with rings on their fingers.
Baker.
Again, you're naming guys who have won. And the one thing Aaron Boone hasn't done, and it's amazing. I mean, I believe I heard this.
He won 100 games.
5 years now
is
Matt. He'll be a manager for 5 years with the Yankees, not have won a championship. The last guy to go 5 years as a Yankees manager without winning a championship is Miller. Is it Miller Huggins? Like, does it go back that far?
Just saying, man. You got to start asking yourself.
I think I heard that, and I want to make sure that that's true. I heard something like that. Let's go to the calls again. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. He doesn't have a ring, but he's very good. John's in New York. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Where would you rank him, John?
I'm really torn on this Aaron Boone situation. I think on one hand, they won a whole bunch of games last year with not hitting the home run, and they got rid of their hitting coach, so maybe that means they want to go back to it. But on the other hand, you see Cora, he's dialed in while Boone is shelling peanuts on the sideline. So, I don't know. I
mean, I see Boone on the top step a lot. I know, remember, he also – you know, he's been engaged with umpires. He's very much engaged in the game. I know decisions are based on numbers, and I think that's just the game. I'm with you, though, John. What did we see when they had all the injuries and they had to call up a bunch of guys and they were playing a much different way, and it was kind of fun? You remember that? I think it was like late July, early August, where they just looked like a different team.
Yeah, that's because they had the young guys.
They had no choice.
They call the young guys up, then they playing the game the way it's supposed
to.
Moving guys and over, stealing bases. They got no athleticism.
It was kind of fun. And then they got all their guys back, and then they won like 13 in a row. They went crazy. And, you know, it was
it was all home runs.
And that was the part of me. I thought, this is fun, but we know it's fleeting. It doesn't last. That's what's so maddening about the idea of the, you know, swing and miss is okay. And the idea that having a runner on base is not great because now it brings the double play into it and all that other crap. Like, I don't find that kind of baseball compelling to watch. And thanks for the call, John. I don't find it compelling to watch, but I also think that it's a flawed concept, especially as a previous caller said, when we get to the playoffs. That's what now the argument back, if you want to make it, is if I'm Brian Cashman, this is what I say. It doesn't work because we've averaged 95 wins a year, and I've gotten to the ALCS twice.
Okay.
In this era.
That's a standard.
So we've gotten that far. And in 17, they were one win away, and you could argue they cheated and won. They knew the pitch was coming.
Are they cheating now?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But my point is, if you wanted to fight back, that's how you fight back. You sell that to Hal Steinbrenner saying, we're not as far off as you think. Here's why. We had a lot of this and a lot of that and injuries. You blame other people instead of looking at it saying, we're not versatile enough to adjust when we do have injuries. That's the point. And by the way, all this, you know, the run scoring, high-powered offense stuff that they were doing, over 800 runs a game, always at the top of the league, 711 this year.
By the way, can I have 200?
Bottom third.
By the way, can I have $200 million?
And that's the other problem.
We have to get Rizzo. We have to sign Trevor Story or a great shortstop, because that's where we're deficient at. When we had Didi Gregorius here, which we could have signed, he was a glue guy, all the emojis and all the stuff that he meant to this team. And we let him walk. Don't worry, because we believe in Gleyber Torres, because our analytics department and our scouting department, put too much value on him, not realizing that he should have just been a second baseman. How would this team look?
Or maybe he should have been developed better, or maybe they should have recognized this guy doesn't have the work ethic or whatever it is. But if you're blaming him, then you got to understand who you have as a player. I just feel like development's a major issue. And obviously for them, some of the money that they've spent has not been spent wisely, and they're asking Hal Steinbrenner to spend more. And if I'm him,
That's your only way out of it.
I wouldn't be happy about it.
The Rays who own you ain't going nowhere.
No, and they don't have to spend.
Right.
They move on from guys and then reset. All right, more calls coming up. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Strong opinions.
A guy like this gives you all sorts of opportunities to be successful.
The best analysis, plus the biggest names in sports.
Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chiefs.
Max, Keyshawn, Jay, what's going on, fellas?
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max starting at 6 Eastern, followed by Green.
The only place to start today is with outstanding football conversation.
Mornings on ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
Ask and you receive, Bart Scott.
DJ Killer Groove.
DJ Bubba.
What it doing, Bubs?
I do hear that Greeny and the Greeny Show wants to send Bubba to SoFi Stadium if the Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl.
I got to call Dak.
I like that.
And get him a jersey sign, you know what I'm saying?
Why don't you do it?
Basketball is my favorite sport.
See that, Bubba? Oh, we hook you up, too. We'll get you an autographed Dak Prescott jersey. You can wear a clean one.
Bub, I got way more access than Greeny when it comes to this circle, the NFL. That's my stuff. You know, man, I know people that know people. You don't think Bone Jones, I used to kick Bone Jones in his ass. All
Bart's
the time.
The person I got to know.
Just for the fun of it. Bones.
Yes.
What did the five fingers say to the face? Smack. Go get me some breakfast. Come on, man. We'll see if we can make all that happen.
That'd be great, though, if that could happen.
Yeah, Bone Jones used to be with me in the Ravens. You know what I'm saying?
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And as I mentioned, if you missed any portion of the show, Keyshawn Johnson, who Bart somehow got him all fired up. Like it never happens. Jay Will on us with us as well. So two-thirds of KJM on the show. If you missed any part of that, you can find both hours, all 3 hours of Bart and Hunt Posted Daily as a podcast available wherever you listen to podcasts. Just quickly on the NFL side of things. So besides Kareem Hunt being out for Broncos-Browns on Thursday night, Nick Chubb also out.
So,
as well,
me saying that the Cleveland Browns may not make the playoffs could be a real thing, huh?
Well, the injuries right now are a major issue. Let's finish with calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot of Yankees fans are feeling something right now. Gerald in Wisconsin. Gerald.
Happy day for you.
I just wanted to call in. First off, I'm not a Yankees fan, okay. So it pains me to teach them how to win some games. But you watch the Yankees a lot. Have you ever noticed whenever they start winning and whenever they're actually watchable is when all their big stars are hurt. Then they come up with a whole bunch of dudes that you don't know who they are, who their names are, but they start actually looking like a team.
That happened this year.
That
happened this year, Gerald. It did. But when Stanton and Judge were in the lineup together, they were dominant. Those two guys, and they're the stars, they were dominant. So that's not always the case.
So how much is it going to cost you?
Pete's in Canada. Pete.
How much is it going to cost you?
It's going to cost a lot of money, as always. Good.
Good. I'm not a Yankees fan either. Mm-hmm. My biggest take with all this, with all the baseball, the power numbers and analytics and whatnot, I think you're right on, Han. It's the player development across the league. I think a lot of these players aren't taught the proper way to play baseball. Take the Blue Jays, for example. Their base running nonsense throughout the year was just incredible.
Now you could see it's not prioritized, Pete, right? Like it's become something where, and I don't know if you blame the players or do you blame the analytics and the numbers and what they want you to become. Once you get in the system, they say, this is who you are, this is what you got to do. And the situational stuff doesn't seem to be like it used to be in the old days. It's no longer a priority. Thank you, Pete.
That's life. I mean, have you watched a basketball game? Like, dudes are running with a clear path for a layup, and they pull up to shoot a three. Like, two is still 2 points. Like, what's the odds of you pulling up and hitting a three on a run?
Well, they say it's a better shot.
It's dumb.
It's amazing that a 15-footer is not a good shot, but a 22 is.
And then guess what? What are you hearing from some of the guys that say, man, guess what? All the teams that win championships, they kind of got a 15-foot game because they run you off the three-point line, but then they set traps for you and sit back. So now I need to come up and get a little teardrop so I can get you in that pick and roll. What's the pick and roll? That's the 15-footer.
I tell you what, we do have the NBA starting tonight, as you talked about basketball and stuff, right? And you have that. Now, the Nets are a favorite. The Nets don't have Kyrie, but they still have Kevin Durant and James Harden. I love these matchups early in the season, too, because you get the Bucks, you get Giannis, and the Bucks and Giannis have to look and say, wait, we're raising a banner. Like, we're the champions, and we're being overlooked already?
You got the lucky championship. Come on.
Lucky or not, he scored 50, all right? He looked like his knee was broken.
Are you going to bet on him? Well, he got that Wakanda vibranium, you know what I'm saying? He got a ship for Greece.
And then you have the Lakers, who are incredibly old. And yet they have all that experience, and it's so hard to bet against them. But old teams don't normally win.
Anthony Davis is 20-something. No. But it's crazy, right? Because Anthony Davis shouldn't have to play center. They got Dwight Howard. They got DeAndre Jordan.
They're going
to
have him play center.
Not much, though. Not much, though.
Yeah, so you got that tonight against the Warriors. So it all begins tonight. A new season to join the NFL and the Major League Baseball playoffs. And, of course, hockey as well. So we're excited about basketball tonight. The Knicks begin tomorrow, everybody. So we'll be back to break down what we saw tonight and also tomorrow.
Get him, Bubba!
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.